The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network presents The Teal Report. Here's Dan Ruzanowski.
From SAP Center at San Jose, it's the final game before the road trip. And the San Jose Sharks, after a big win last night against Winnipeg, take on the Florida Panthers, the defending Stanley Cup champions. Even though Florida is without two of their really top players in their captain Alexander Barkov and left winger Matthew Tkachuk, they still have a star-studded group of players that have all sorts of Stanley Cup playoff experience. And in goal, they've got Sergei Bobrovsky, the multiple Stanley Cup champion and Vezina Trophy winner, who's as difficult as Connor Hellebuyck was last night for Winnipeg. Let's review what happened last night against the Jets. First things first, the goaltending of Alex Nedeljkovic was just gigantic. When the score was nothing-nothing, he made saves like this.
Off the faceoff, nothing-nothing the score. Sharks in a big four-minute power play, but uh-oh, Liljegrenji got pickpocketed. Here comes Lowry, breakaway, shorthanded, shoots, wait, save by Nedeljkovic. Off the breakaway, shorthanded by Adam Lowry.
But Connor Hellebuyck was making saves of his own on the other side of the ice.
Here's Smith getting a pass on the left. Fires one. Good save by Hellebuyck. Rebound into the left corner. Smith grabs it. Holds it. Works it free to Toffoli. Slides it across through Velarde. Now moving in Klingberg. In front, Celebrini. But Hellebuyck reached out with a goalie stick. Yeah. Got a little piece of that before Macklin could get control.
Yeah, that was a really good play.
Josh Morrissey of the Winnipeg Jets gave the visiting team the 1-0 lead at 12:34 the first period.
And Gaudette gets the puck touched over to the near side, but a shot comes back from Morrissey and it goes in. He scores for Winnipeg. It looked like the Sharks were going to win that draw, but the puck went off of a stick and it came back to Morrissey, and he just let that shot go, ripped it on net, and it got by Nedeljkovic. I don't know if he was partially screened, but boy, that puck came through, and the offensively minded Josh Morrissey should get credit for his second goal of the season.
But 1 minute and 14 seconds later, Macklin Celebrini stepped up with his first of 2 points on the day. A beauty, his ninth of the year.
All right, back in the Sharks zone. San Jose just lost the puck. Smith couldn't handle the bouncer. Parker Ford gets it in the corner, sends back to DeMello and Morrissey on the point. Morrissey shoots, blocked in front. Sent ahead, it's a break for Celebrini. He's down the middle of the ice, almost alone, moves in, score! A spectacular move by Macklin Celebrini to the backhand, and he ties the game 1-1 in a showcase of speed, elan, skill, and leadership. The Sharks have evened the score against the Jets.
In a scramble in the third period in front of the Winnipeg net, Will Smith tried to get the puck over to Macklin Celebrini, but when it was stopped, the puck was laying there, and he ended up jamming it in for the game-winning goal.
Kurashev gets it. 4:27 to go in the third. Kurashev centers. Will Smith throwing it over to the left. Celebrini, knock at it. Score! Will Smith's going to get it right in front of the goal. Smith was trying to set up Celebrini and went off the defense and in. And the San Jose Sharks take the 2-1 lead, and Will Smith should get credit.
Smith talked about it after the game.
Yeah, it was kind of extended shift. We had a nice little entry, and then Kirsch had a great forecheck, kind of stopped behind the net, and then kind of saw Mac out of the corner of my eye, and honestly thought he scored, and then I just saw the puck kind of laying there.
Of course, the final seconds, with Hellebuyck pulled for the extra attacker, were nerve-wracking for everybody concerned in San Jose. But Nedeljkovic held ground, and so did his teammates in front of him, and the ending was a spectacular finish.
Jets throwing it around. Here's Morrissey shooting it toward the net. Save made, rebound. A great stop by Nedeljkovic off of Velarde. Behind the net, Scheifele is shot. Save made by Nedeljkovic. Rebound, Graf holds it against the boards. That's the smart thing to do. Let the clock tick. Finally work free by Winnipeg. 20 seconds left. Morrissey on the point. Sends down low. Velarde, centering feed. Where is it? It's stopped by Nedeljkovic. It turns out behind the net. Winnipeg, tremendous pressure. Knocked free by Liljegren. Can the Jets get it? They do. They keep it in. It's Morrissey heading toward the net, firing the puck on a toe drag, high and wide, and this game is over. What a finish for the San Jose Sharks. Final score, the Sharks 2 and the Jets 1. San Jose ending a five-game winless streak against Winnipeg that dates back to December of 2023 when they beat the Jets here at SAP Center by the same 2-1 score. And Alex Nedeljkovic is getting worthy congratulations from a whole passel of people coming off the Sharks bench. Will Smith gets the game winner, but Big Ned, a big reason why this is a victory.
Joining us on the Sharks Audio Network postgame, Nedeljkovic told us how it all felt.
That was awesome. That was a lot of fun. We went up with one of the top teams in the league there and stuck with them the entire time. You know, we gave up we were playing, we had a pretty good first going there, and we give up the first one off a faceoff, kind of tough one to swallow, but we responded right back. You know, Mac with a huge goal there, finishing it, and then we kept going. We stuck with it. A couple bad, weird bounces, stuck with it. And then, you know, just going to the paint, get rewarded. Smitty getting a greasy one there, and we just kind of shut it down from there. Played good defense and just found a way to win.
Well, a big part of that was what happened with you in the first period. You had that breakaway against you by Adam Lowry. You made a great stop on that. And I don't know how you got over there to stop the Mesnikov's one-timer, but those two chances kept things at bay, kept it nothing-nothing. Did that give you a lot of confidence the way that you were playing?
Yeah, I think so. It's nice to make those saves like that, especially the breakaway and a little 2-on-1 there. Those high-quality chances, it's nice to come up with the save, and it's just more to keep us in it. You know, like you said, it was 0-0 at that time, and I think both opportunities maybe were a result of some weird bounces on our power play, so it could have easily, you give up two shorthanded goals, and in consecutive session like that, the night could be much different. So you just try to be ready whenever, and at the end of the day, that's our job, is to stop the puck, doesn't matter how.
Goaltender Alex Nedeljkovic joining us after a big Sharks win, 2-1 against the Winnipeg Jets. Alex, you guys are 6-2-1 in your last eight games, and you've found a way to get your defensive game totally under control. What's been the key to it?
I think it's just a buy-in, a commitment to detail and to be disciplined with the puck in our own end, with the puck in the neutral zone, and even in the offensive zone. You know, we're guys have the freedom, obviously, and the skill to make some really good plays, but sometimes the high risk play isn't necessarily the best thing to do at the time, and I think we've kind of limited those types of plays from our game, especially as of late, obviously, and you know, we're getting results because of it.
All season long, we've noted that Macklin Celebrini is not afraid of the rough stuff, getting involved in the physical play, being a great three-zone player, and we keep on putting on all kinds of accolades his way. But how about this one tonight? He gets high-sticked in the face. Looked like he lost a piece of his tooth there in that double minor penalty in the first period, and all he does is come up with a goal and an assist and just play a great game.
Yeah, no, it's been great. He's been excellent and huge for us. You know, we go as he goes, and, you know, nothing's really phasing him right now. He's just grinding through it, and, a little dental work there never hurt anybody. So, it's good to see him come back there and respond for us.
Well, listen, Alex, we are really happy for you tonight. A terrific performance. You faced 33 saves, you stopped 32, and you beat the Hart Trophy winner and the Vezina Trophy winner tonight. So, congratulations.
Thank you, guys.
The Teal Report will continue in a moment on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
He scores! The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Yaroslav Askarov is expected to get the start in goal for San Jose, and if there are any changes, the coaches will announce them just before the players hit the ice. The focus is not on last night. It's on tonight against the defending Stanley Cup champions, and head coach Ryan Warsawski can't wait to get things going.
Not much celebration. We'll get preparing. We'll start looking at some video. We'll review this game, some corrections that we need to make. And then when the clock strikes 12:01, we turn the page and get another, you know, really tough test. And we're excited about it. You know, what better place to be Saturday night here in San Jose at the Tank against the defending champs? Great test for us. I'm excited, and I know our team is.
Make sure that you're listening to San Jose Sharks Florida Panthers Hockey, live from SAP Center, starting at 6:30 Pacific Time, right here on the Sharks Audio Network. Dan Boyle joins me with the call. Best place to find us is the Sharks Plus SAP Center app. Open the app, hit the live or listen button, and we're on the air. You can find us at sjsharks.com/listen and on affiliate stations in Northern California. That's the Teal Report today.
For the complete Teal Report and more great Sharks content, go to sjsharks.com/listen.